Okay, good morning, everybody. So Shlishi of Va'era has really two topics, negotiation between Moshe and Paro about the Jewish people indeed taking even their children, Gam Tavchem Yilechim Achem, Rak Tzonchem Uvekarchem Yutzag, and Moshe is saying, no, V'gam Miknenu Yilechim Anu, don't you show your parasa, nothing's going to be remained behind. Gam Atat Yiten Biadenu Zvachem Ve'los V'asinu L'Hashem Elokeinu. And then Moshe expanding on the idea of Vagam Miknenu Yilechimanu, Kimyanim Nikach Avodas Hashem, Anachnu Lereda, Man Avodas Hashem Ad Vayinu Hashem. We just don't know what the Avodas Hashem will be at that time. Ibn Ezra says in a relatively narrow sense that we don't know which min we're going to, you know, have to bring for Avodas Hashem. Rashi says it's a quantitative issue. We don't know how much. So that's one topic, and the second topic which comes up is the famous Gemara in Brachos, quoted by Rashi, that Avram Avinu shouldn't say Vavadum Vinu Osam Kiyim Bahem, but if you look in the Hemshech of that Gemara, the part not quoted by Rashi, the reason it has to be Daber Noah is that the Jewish people would have happily left Egypt, right, to get out of there with their lives, and they wouldn't have worried about the money. So Daber Noah, the Jewish people had to be asked to do this, even if it would delay their exit for just a little bit. So I want to connect the two basic episodes of Shlishi in the following way. You know, Paro thought that the Jewish people are going to leave behind their mikna. There's no way that they'll run away. And that was the beginning of Parashas Bo. Re'u ki ra'a neged pneichem. Lochein dechuno ha'gevarim. Paro was convinced that they were boreach, you know, and therefore, you know, here he's saying, Rak Tzonchem Uvekarchem Yutzag, that the, you know, materials were so important to Paro that he projected that onto the Jews, right? Paro thought about wealth, and he thought, ah, so the Jews, you know, if they have their mikna left here, there's no way they're going to run away. But on the contrary, Daber Noah Biosneam, the Jewish people had to be begged to ask the Egyptians for materials because they thought about freedom. They thought, you know, Me'avdus L'cheiros, you know, Mimaves L'chaim, materials were not on their mind. Point number one. Point number two, which I think is really significant, is that Moshe Rabbeinu here is, as we said, Bevanenu Vivnosenu, Bin Arenu Vizkenenu. Moshe is telling Paro what the foundations of Avodas Hashem are all about. So when Moshe Rabbeinu says the words, Vanachnu lo neda man Avodas Hashem ad Boenu Shama, it's not just, I think it's the Ibn Ezra says, Me'eza Min. It's not just as Rashi says, you know, Be'eza Kamut. You know, how much of, you know, each, you know, Ola Uzvachim is going to have to be brought. But I think it's actually a much broader point that, and this is something we experienced very heavily over the past year. Avodas Hashem means that in any situation, you have to be prepared to do what Hashem wants in that situation. So 98% of the time, it's going to be Shmira Shabbos, and maybe 2% of the time, it's going to be what otherwise would be Chilul Shabbos, because Hazari is Hareza Meshubach, because of the significance of Pikuach Nefesh. If there's a Shabbos, but there's a Bris Milah, and it was, you know, a regular Leda, you know, by Yom Hashmini, Yimol Besar Laso. So Avodas Hashem is Vanachlin no man Avodas Hashem Adboenu Shama. That Avodas Hashem has to be evaluated not based on our preconceptions. It means that what Hashem demands of that, of us at that moment, Hakolafi Amakum, Hakolafi Azman, right? A person who's a chola mesukan fasting on Yom Kippur isn't a midas chasidus, right? It's an aveira of the highest proportion because the mitzvah is v'chai bohem. The mitzvah is, you know, v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. The Rambam says, you know, about a person who thinks that he's being machmir, you know, b'makom, you know, yavor, v'al yihareg, you know, damo v'rosho, you know, Harei Zakilu Mischayev Benavsho. So the difference between Avodah Zarah, you know, you can determine in advance exactly what it's going to be because you make the rules. Hashem doesn't make the rules. It's exactly what Moshe is expressing to Paro. This is Gufa the Chiluk between Avodah Hashem and Avodah Zarah. Avodah Hashem is defined by our need to be adaptive to particular situations that come up. And sometimes you see people, right, who unfortunately are not responsive to this. They say, no, this is our Avodas Hashem, to show up in the yeshiva, to show up in the shul, without recognizing is, you know, sadly, lehefech, the Avodas Hashem, of course, is to learn and to daven, but in a way that, of course, respects the primacy of nishmartem nafsho seichem and vachai bohem, and again, you know, with a proper sense of balance and consulting the right authorities, but having a rigid perspective, you know, saying this is exactly what it looks like, and not responding to the halachic values in real time is a repudiation of what Moshe Rabbeinu was laying at the very foundation. Anachnu l'nidlo neda manavodas Hashem ad bo'enu shama. We need to be supple and flexible in the moment.